Bryson, Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Dov, Dr. Dov. We have over here a mitzvah, B'dikas Chametz. B'dikas Chametz, we all know that we do B'dikas Chametz the night of the 14th, Lel Yudalit. Why do we do B'dikas Chametz? It's the first mission, Mesechta Pesachim, Or La'arba Asa, B'dikas HaChametz, L'or Haner. Why is there a mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz? Rashi, Machloikis, Rashi and Taisis. Classic Machloikis, Rashi and Taisis. Rashi says we do bidika, so we should not be oiver on the iser balye rohe balye motze. First, medayik, even if you do not know that there is food in your possession, there is chametz in your possession, if it happens to be that you have a kazais of chametz in your possession, you are in violation of the iser de oiraisa balye rohe balye motze. Nowhere in the Gemara does it say that you should be mevatel it. You know, we all take for granted, oh, what do we do? We do bedika, and after we do bedika, we say kol chamira v'chamira, deika b'deshusei dechazitei, udeloi chazitei, or deloi chazitei, debiartei, and the next, deloi biartei, libotel v'lehevei hefker ka'afer diara. In the time of the Mishnah, no one ever did that. That did not exist. There was no such thing as bittul. Bittul is a modern invention. Bittul is done, came into play at a later point in time.
They also did not have food in refrigerators or in pantries. They ate what they needed.
But no, you can't say they didn't have food. Yeah. Why? They must have had chametz lying around. They stored up.
My father told me that in Israel, when they lived in Yerushalayim, until the early 1900s, the only difference in the house for Erev Pesach was they knew it was Erev Pesach. A new mat went down the kitchen floor because the rest of the house had a third floor, and they had no food from one day to the next. They had no food.
They didn't have kitchens in Israel.
Today it's the same thing. The only difference is you go to Florida. Here I'm in New York and there I'm in Florida. There's no other difference.
Every country has their own program.
Okay, this custom that we do, that we mevatel chametz, is a modern innovation. Now, in modern, I mean already before the Rishonim, before the Goinim, even before that, but in the maybe even the Amorayim, but the Tanoim, in the time of the Mishnah, there is no mention whatsoever in the Mishnayis. I don't remember in the Gemara, maybe I didn't prepare enough. In the Gemara, there's no mention by the Tanoim and Amoraim that they were mevatel chametz. They did bedika. There's an iser de oiraisa to possess chametz. So what do? You get rid of it. How do you get rid of it? You get rid of it. Maybe you made a mistake that might be in the drawer somewhere in some corner of your room. Who knows? Okay. So Chazal instituted a special mitzvah of bedika to search your home to make sure there's no chametz in your possession, so that you should not be in violation of bal yeroheh bal yemotzeh.
It's interesting you say all this, because today's Mishnah Yomis, and I just looked it up again because I read it this morning. In yesh kezayis b'makom echad chayiv l'vayer, in law by itself, but there was no, like you're saying, they didn't actively b'makom it. It was bottled
by itself. Because it's worthless. It's insignificant.
So
it's less than a kazayis. It's insignificant. There's in the time of the Mishnah, it's very important to keep that there is no din bittel. There is no such thing as bittel. You did not say kol chamira. What you did was there's a mitzvah. There's a halacha. You're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to possess. You're not allowed to possess. So get rid of it. Not everyone was so, not everyone was so careful to get rid of it. So Chazal enacted a rabbinic mitzvah. Let's assume it's rabbinic, because not everyone holds someone that it's mamash deraisa. But we'll talk in a second. To remove the chametz from your home. How do you remove it? How are you mekayim the halacha to make sure you don't have chametz? You do a bedika. And let's clarify this point a little bit more. What's the purpose of bedika? Remember, right now there's no bittul. You're not going to go say, all of my chametz shall be ownerless and like the dust of the earth. We're not up to that. you're not doing that. You're not allowed to possess chametz. So here's the chakira. Is the mitzvah, the entire purpose of the mitzvah of doing bedikah, to make sure that when Pesach arrives, you're not in violation of Baal Yeroh, Baal Yemotze. So the whole mitzvah is really a hechsher mitzvah. Pesach is coming. When is the moment that kicks in Baal Yeroh, Baal Yemotze? Most of the Rishonim say it's Leil Pesach. Not Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Erev Pesach after Chatzos Midoraisa. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Let's just make it very simple now. You're not allowed to have any pleasure from chametz. You're not allowed to eat a pleasure. But if you possess it, midoraisa, it's okay, no big deal. When Leil Pesach arrives, the night of Pesach, you're not allowed to possess chametz. So in order to make sure that you're not in violation of Baal Yeroh, Baal Yemotze, Chazal instituted a mitzvah, which you make a bracha, of albir chametz, to go and do a bedika, to inspect your home, to make sure nothing remains in your home, so that when the night begins, the following night, 24 hours later, when the night begins, you should be chametz free, and you're not going to be in violation of Baal Yeroh, Baal Yemotze. Is that the pshat? Or maybe no. You're leaving out a very essential ingredient of the mitzvah. It says in the Torah, Tashbisu Seor Mibotechem. The Torah tells you to actively eliminate. The Torah says, Tashbisu Seor Mibotechem. And the way we are actively mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Tashbisu, to eliminate, you should cause it that it ceases to exist, Seor, which we'll loosely translate now as Chometz Mibotechem. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa, even, to go do a bedika. And the truth is, interesting, that according to, if you hold it's Mamash and Mitzvah d'oraisa, when would be the ideal time to do the bedika? By day. It's really a little bit too early. The night before is too early. You should really do the mitzvah tashbis, so some botechem really should be done by day, closer to Pesach, in the morning or in the afternoon, depending on how when you learn the Isser kicks in, tashbisu. But because the Or HaNer is Yofel Abedika, Chazal pushed it back to the night. Even though the night really is too early, you do a mitzvah Oivel Asiyosan. The same way you make a bracha Oivel Asiyosan, ideally you should do the mitzvah as close as possible to the prohibition.
The search should be done during daylight. It's more light to see.
So Chazal say no. Chazal say that's what we would think. Chazal say that, he's asking a very complicated question, and he discusses this in this wonderful, wonderful Sefer of the Avi Yisrael, and he says a chitron is chiddush, that daylight is much, much better to clean up an open area. But candlelight at night is much better to search in cracks, crevices. In regular daylight, we have electric, so everything is very hard to really adapt in modern times. But in time of Chazal, daylight, it's very good to clean up an open air, much better than at night. But if you want to go look in the cracks, you'll accomplish more if it's dark with a flashlight to search in the cracks.
Not a candle.
A candle. Yeah, you know, that's what it says. A candle is better for the cracks. It's hard to accept this today, right? In the modern world, it's hard because we don't really have cracks. See, we don't really even know what it means. You know, you could put your whole hand in, the whole snakes were in there. They were like cubbies. We don't really appreciate this. If we have to have a museum. You know, they have to have a museum where they actually show you a home from ancient times, and they show you what it means, all the cracks, the tzaddikin, all these things. And then if you'll do an experiment, you will see the Chazal know what they're talking about.
It's logical.
I think what he's saying is more logical.
Some doesn't go into the little holes.
So the nair goes in, so take the nair during the day. Take the nair during the day, whatever you'll do at night, during the day.
It makes a shadow. If you want to find something, you take a flashlight, and you move the flashlight,
yeah,
it makes the shadow from the item, from stick out from different ways and it moves. And it's easier to find.
At night?
Anytime.
So you say,
the item is not moving. If there's light from outside, it's making the shadow in one direction, but it's not moving. But if you take artificial light and you move the light,
yeah,
the shadow moves.
Okay.
So if your shadow moves, it's easier to see the item.
All right, I have to show me. I'm a little confused. All I want to bring out, Rabbi Issa, please, is that you have to appreciate this, that we really, Mr. Merlis's question is really a very tough question. Come on. It's much easier to search when everything, the lights are on. So the answer is that you're right. But for the cracks, it's not. Now, what are you talking about? Why not? We don't know, we don't have today the types of cracks and crevices that they had at the time of Chazal. And even you tell someone, yeah, today you make believe that you know, you try to imagine that you know what these things are like, you're not going to believe it until you try it. If we were living in a...
Two other reasons. Is a better contrast from the night with your light at night. So number one.
So Mr. Merilis is trying to challenge that premise, and I agree with him.
And number two, if you have daylight also, you will rely less on that light getting into the crack than if you didn't have daylight behind you.
Okay, this is...
Or it forces you to use your candle more efficiently.
Could be. It's a scientific... There's a lot of psychology and science behind this. Chazal knew what they were doing, and the longest that comes out is a tremendous chiddush. Is the Iker Bidika, according to this Yisoid, is for the secret places, the cracks. That's the Iker Bidika is not for the open area. The Iker Bidika, according to this Yisoid, because Chazal instituted you should use the Or HaNer, because the Or HaNer is Yofel LeBidika, and that's patently false, because it's not. You want to go clear up a big open space. What are you talking about? It's not true. It's just not true. During daylight, you can clean up the whole room. What are you talking about? You can't ignore the reality. Mr. Merrill is 100% right. So what is the answer? The answer is the Iker Bidika is not for the open spaces. The Iker Tafkid of the Bidika are for the areas that are not are the cracks, the corners, the areas that are not so obvious. And that opens up a whole world of commentary of what is Bidika's Chametz all about. It's for, and in the world of Hashkafa, you really, you know, the Chametz represents the Seor Shebi Issa, and the whole purpose of Pesach is to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Take a time out and say, you know, we're fooling ourselves. Make a deep, the Iker Bidika is for the Sedakin, I forgot the words of the Gemara, the Sedakin, these places that are not so easy. The choros, the dakim, with all the different terms which refer to the cracks. Okay, now, let's go back. So we have already one tremendous chiddush, is that the Iker Bidika is for the little cracks and the crevices, these corners. And number two, the normal you say this, we have to remember, in the time of the Mishnayos, they did not do bittul. Bittul is a new thing. It's a new invention. It may be 2,000 years old, but it's not. This is not part of Chazal's original plan. The original plan is you do bidika, get rid of your chametz, get it out, get rid of it. We learned yesterday that mechiras chametz to a guy we already find from the Tosefta that has a makar, but that wasn't so common. It seems the guy's on a ship, your mom is stuck. The average person, the takana was get rid of all of your chametz. And to make sure you get rid of it, you don't forget about the cracks, what's inside, you do a mitzvah of bidika, and you're done. If you don't find anything, there's nothing to mimavatel. What happened? Now that's yisoid number two. Yisoid number three, what exactly is the chakira? Chakira in the Rishonim is the yisoid of bidika chametz to guarantee that when it comes Pesach night, you're not oiver on Baal Yeiro, Baal Yeimot. So the whole bidika with the bracha, and the whole nine yards is be'etzem a hechsher mitzvah. There's no mitzvah be'etzem to do a bedika. The purpose of the bedika is so that when it comes Lil Pesach, Baruch Hashem, this one they're not going to get me for. They're not going to get me for Bali Rabbi Bali Matze. Is that the pshat, or is the pshat of the mitzvah? Oh, so the brach comes to the bracha second. So the bracha, no, the bracha is the biur, is to eliminate. You're asking a question. Why don't we say a bracha on lived ikes hachametz. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. But what is the etzem bedikah? Is it an etzem bedikah? Is in order not to be in violation or no? There's a mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu. Tashbisu se'or mibateichem. What does that mean? Does that mean that if you come into possession of chametz on Pesach itself, you should destroy it? Let's say somehow they deliver it to you on Pesach. Ah, bakery, here we go. Mishalach UPS. Mishalach manos. 30 days late. Sorry, sir, your package got lost. It somehow it went to China. We finally got it back. Bidik, and here's your package, Mishalach manos. The rabbi sent you a beautiful Mishalach manos. He sent you some beautiful chametz. Ah, so the Torah says, Tashbisu se'or mibateichem. Is that the mishab? Or no, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is before Pesach begins. There's a mitzvah asay to eliminate. So the bedik is mamish, a maisa tashbisu, chelka maisa tashbisu. Okay, that's already the third or fourth yisoy we learned. Now let's go further. So in the time of Chazal, they never did a bittel. There was no such thing as bittel. They just did bedikah. What happened? At some point in time, Chazal came along and they said, it's not enough to do bittel, to do bedikah. It's not enough because we want you, when you finish doing the bedikah, to also be mevatel the chametz. With the whole nusach, why did Chazal come along and tell you to do bittel? He did the bedikah. So the answer is that obviously people, I guess at some point in time, Jews became a little more wealthy, and they have large homes, and they get a little lazy, and they don't do such a good bedikah. They don't do such a good bedikah. It's hard to go do a bedikah that's proper, and you never know. People are diversified. They have assets all over the place. And who knows? I can't go do a bedikah that's mamish to go check every single property, every drawer, every location I own. It's very likely I'm going to forget about something. And if I don't do a bittel, then I'm going to be in violation of Baal Yeruah, Baal Yematzah. I will legally possess chametz in my possession over Pesach. And even though you'll say it's a misasek, it's a big topic over here, we're not going to discuss that. Even though generally a person is not chayiv in, if you're a misasek, a person in Shabbos, he goes to shul and he comes and he realizes, I have in my jacket pocket my checkbook. That's something very valuable. It's like a tissue. That's something very valuable. So I carry it on Shabbos. So that means that when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, I'm going to have to bring a Karban Chatos. If you hold that you're in a place that's a deraisa, there's no Erev, if you have that opinion, you will mechalel Shabbos. Hoitzo hachnos ha'mavid al Ramos. No, you're not. You're potter from bringing a Karban Chatos. If you walk to shul in a Rishus Saram deraisa and you discover you're carrying something, because that's called a misasek. You don't even know what you're doing. You're potter. It's no melechet machshevus, you're potter. If that's the case, we have a very tough question that if a person does a bedikah, I don't see anything, and then Pesach passes, it's now Shavuos, I open up the drawer, look at that. I left here Mishloach Manais. Someone told me, Rabbi once told me.
I forgot to deliver this one.
What?
I forgot to deliver this one.
No, he got. Someone told me, the rabbi once told me that he was in his study on Purim, and someone came in, and he gave him like a small Mishloach Manos, and he put it in the drawer. And then, whatever, and then it was like, I don't know, much later, and he opens up the drawer. And there it is, the Mishloach Manos. How come he didn't do a bedika on the drawer? Chveistish, chomet she'over lova Pesach. Okay, so now I own it, it's my home. So it's over Baal Yeruah. I'm not over Baal Yeruah, I'm a misasek. Why should I care? This is a very tough question. Why should a person, you do a bedika? Okay, you do a bedika? And when you do a bedika to eliminate all of the chametz in your. You do a bedika to eliminate all of the chametz in your possession. And after you do the bedika, you do a bittel. Why do you need to do a bittel? So you're saying the reason why you're going to do a bittul is because just in case you have chametz that you're not aware of, you should not be in violation of Baal Yeirah or Baal Yimotzeh. No, you're not. You're not going to be in violation of Baal Yeirah or Baal Yimotzeh. It's not your conscious decision. You're begeder a misasek. It's no different than if you walk to shul and you carry something in your pocket on Shabbos. You're not obligated. You're not chayiv. You did nothing wrong. I had no idea. I'm totally not aware that something is in my pocket. In order to be chayiv, you have to either forget that today is Shabbos. I'm carrying something. I know that I'm carrying this. I forgot today is Shabbos.
Or you found that checkbook while you're walking.
That's not the case. That's okay. Not the case.
That's the case here
also. No, then you destroy. You're not. If you find the chametz on Pesach, so you right away destroy. That's also your potter.
But it's not right away.
No, that's not. That you're not chay bal yirah bal yimotzeh. As long as you immediately go into action and you destroy it, then you're not chay bal yirah bal yimotzeh. If you're going to decide to make a conscious decision to leave it until Shabbos, then you're in trouble. There's no. It doesn't make any sense. Why the only reason why you're doing a bittul is just in case I forget I do a bidig and I lose out something and now Pesach is over, or even in the middle of Pesach I find chametz, I don't want to be over Baal Yirah Baal Yimotzeh. Excuse me, even if you do find the Galuska Yofa after Pesach is over, you're not chayiv. L'chayra you should, if you follow the rules of Kol HaTorah Kula, you should not be chayiv in Baal Yirah Baal Yimotzeh, because I had no intent to be over on the Aveira, and I did not even know. And now that I not even know, I did a bedika to make sure that there's nothing over here. So it's just an accident. It's an accident that's in the gedra of you're not even aware what's happening. The answer is, it doesn't matter. That's exactly what the halacha of Baal, it may not be seen to you, Baal Yimotzeh, the nature of the mitz, the rule of misasik does not apply to chametz. Chametz, you're over on the isur de oiraisa Baal Yeirohe, Baal Yimotzeh, even though technically you are a misasik. The concept of misasik does not apply to chametz for Pesach.
Even if you didn't find it on Pesach.
Even if you didn't find it on Pesach. No matter what, it does not apply. He has over here, he explains the drushes, the psukim, the grammatical form of the psukim indicate that there's no exception. Even if you're a misasik, you're still chayiv. So therefore, what do we do?
Except
there's
the
Mechiras
Chametz and
Yerushalayim. We're not, right, we're going in steps. One thing at a time. Let's talk at the time of the Mishnah. In the time of the Mishnah, there was no bittul. There's no mention anywhere in the Mishnayis that there was anything called bittul. You do a bedika, as we explained, either to prevent you from being nichshol bal yirah bal yimotzeh, or because of tashvisu, and that's it, you're done. You're totally finished. Then, what happened? Things got complicated. People did not do a good bedika, or they got lazy, or it was too hard to do a full bedika. You can't go check every single drawer, and now you got a problem. And now people have been nichshol in Baal Yeirah, Baal Yimotzeh, because the bedika they're doing is not sufficient. So Chazal instituted, you know what, we're going to cover you. We're going to solve the problem. After you do the bedika, you then make a declaration of bittul. Anything that I own shall be ownerless and like the dust of the earth. So just in case you did not do a full bedika, so now you are covered. But now, when you solve a problem, you now create a new problem. Like we learned this morning, right? When you think you're solving a problem, by solving a problem, you open up a can of worms. So now that I'm going to be mevatelit,
why do the
bedika? Why, if anyway, at the end of the day, Chazal came along and they said, you know, you're not going to do a good job. You're not going to do a good job. You're going to mess up. And you're going to leave things over in your house, so you must do a bittul. You mafker it. I mafker it. Who needs to do bedika? Who needs to do the bedika?
It's like telling your child in school, you're going to be a failure. So he becomes a failure.
Exactly. You know, you're saying very good. You're going to ruin the whole bedika. Because since everyone knows that, everyone thinks like that. You do bedika, no one's interested. They're not in the mood to do a bedika. Don't worry, I'll be mevatlet. Whatever, there's no chametz here. I go through every single drawer, every single corner, just in case. I'm soymech on the bittul. Everyone in the back of their mind says, you're soymech. So being soymech on the bittul It downgrades the intensity of the bedikah. It really does. It ruins it. So by creating this bittel, people that just they slack off. It ruins the whole bedikah.
You have to have a kavanah, but bitul, or just say it.
What?
The bitul.
Yeah. You have to. Dibur alone is enough. If you say it's just saying the words counts. All by chametz is bottle called chamira v'chamir. It works. The bittul works. But by doing the bittul, you're ruining the bedikah. So why do the bedikah altogether? So the answer is we don't live in a perfect. It's a real problem. We don't live in a perfect world. And Rashi addresses this. Rashi, Tosfos all address this. Rashi. Now Rashi doesn't talk about the. Rashi says the. Now, from Rashi, it's more mashma. Is that you still want you to do the bedikah because there's a problem with the bittul. This is really what Rav Kalman is saying. The bittul, it's words. Okay, the words count. Your words count. But Chazal are very concerned about gemira stas. Are you really serious? Even though you can't tell a person that you're not, because I said the words. Words count. But there are different levels of doing a mitzvah the right way.
Yesterday, I have a questionable
mechira
and a questionable.
The two go together. The synergy of them coming together.
So here too.
So that's really what comes out. There is it's not so similar as machlokes rishonim. Let's go with Rashi and other rishonim. Is what comes out from them is that there is a concern that your bittul is not sincere. It's not sincere because you really want to give away something worth a lot of money. You know how hard it is? Yaakov Avinu went back to go for the pachim ketanim, to get this the 5 cent deposit, now the 10 cent deposit for the recyclables.
You get 10 cents.
I heard once
Rabbi Nebenzahl from the Shnita. He said, do you really mean when you say
no way, no way.
You really mean it?
No way.
So Rabbi, if you have shlachmonis in a drawer and 3 weeks after Pesach and you didn't know it was there, are you allowed to eat it?
No, you're not.
But you sold it.
You didn't really, no, it doesn't matter, you sold it. It's not, you didn't really sell it. I mean, you sold it, this and that, but the proper thing to do is to burn it, in fact. That's the proper thing to do. If you don't burn it, and you eat it, no one can tell you that you did an aver. No one's going to tell you that you oiva bal, you oiva bal yimotze. There are lechatchilas b'diavad. The bottom line is that when you sold your chametz, this was not what you were thinking about when you were selling your chametz. And when you were mevatelit, yeah, you were talking mevatelit. But the bottom line is this is it doesn't cost you any money. Yes.
Yes. Stuff that are in drawers that
I don't
know.
The whole I know. Like I told you, if you will go and sit down and enjoy the Mashal Chmanas and relish, no one's going to tell you that you did anything wrong. But is that the right thing to do? No, it's not. The right thing to do is to literally burn it after Pesach.
Even a good bottle of whiskey.
So let's not go off the topic. So we have to appreciate the Seder Hadvarim. Chazal, because of this problem, Chazal instituted bittul. By instituting bittul, they created a new problem. And the new problem is the bedikah is not a good bedikah. No, why bother with the bedikah? And the answer is no. You still, again, anyway, let's take a step back now, very to clarify, because this is what you mentioned before. The ikar bedikah is for the cracks. The ikar bedikah is not in the open places, because that's not going to happen. You're not going to go and have chametz in the open places. The ikar bedikah is what are the chances on Pesach you're going to go and stick your hand into a crack in the wall where there's likely a poisonous snake? It's very unlikely you're going to stick your hand into a wall on Pesach. So Chazal said, no, baldi or baldi imotze. You never know what your child, let me finish up. You never know what your child put in the cracks. You got to do bedikah. Because then when the Chazal instituted bedikah, there was no such thing as bittul. There was no, again, we always come back to that. The Iker Takana in the time of the Mishnayis was you do a bidika and that's it. You check for your chametz, you eliminate the chametz, and you can be confident that there's no chametz. The Iker bidika is what is in the hidden cracks. There's no the bidika for the open room. That's not the bidika. That's obvious. You don't need to go and look for chametz when the chametz is on the table. When Chazal told you to do the bidika, they told you, or Haner, we discussed, to go look at all. What are the chances that you're going to come in contact with chametz hidden in a crack in a hole in the wall on Pesach? Zero. Not zero, 1%.
On Chol Pesach, when my car turned over in my accident, out came a whole pretzel.
Wow.
0.001%. What? Okay, everybody, we have a lot of stuff in here. What are the chances that the Iker Bedika is not in the open spaces? That's not called the Bedika. That is obvious. It's Pesach. On Pesach, you don't have chametz. I don't need to do a bedika for the open spaces. What's the bedika for, Me'ikar Hadin? It's what's hidden. What are the chances you're going to go stick your hand into a hidden cavity in the wall on Pesach and find chametz? Almost zero. Chazal say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the chances are almost zero. If there's chametz in that crack, you're over on Baal Yiru, Baal Yimotze, because there's no exception of Misasek. When it comes to Baal Yiru, Baal Yimotze, don't go tell me, I didn't know. There's no excuse not knowing. You're either on Baal Yiru, if you happen to have in the cracks of your wall chametz over Pesach, even though there's almost a 0% chance you're going to come in contact with it. So therefore, Chazal said, we obligate you to go put your hand into the cracks with the Or HaNer, that's Yofet for the cracks, and get rid of it. What happened? All of a sudden, people got lazy. They got lazy. They don't want to go look at every single crack. They're tired. They go to work. They do a bidika here. They became wealthy. They have assets all over the world. They can't go check every little crack here and there. Uh-oh, you're not checking. Who knows what you got in there? Okay, you know what? Backup plan. New takana, which came into the scene of Judaism much later. When exactly? I don't know, but it was not during the time of the Mishnayos. Much later, backup plan. Do a bittul. Oh, a bittul. Wow. It's like America. Amazon Prime. You press a button and a drone comes and you say you don't have to do any work anymore. Because anyway, what are the chances I'm going to come in contact with the chametz in the crack in the wall? Almost zero. So Chazal, they made me exert myself to sweat and go to all the cracks and pull it out. Because now they gave me a new takon, a bittul. Oh, bittul. What, I'll be mavatal it. Wonderful! Chances of coming into the cracks anyway is almost zero. I don't have to do any work anymore. There's a problem with that. The problem with that is that let's say you inside one of the cracks is something very valuable. You really mevatel it. Let's say you put in one of these cracks in the wall, you put in, like you said, a bottle of schnapps that's worth $300. Really? You are sincere. Were you really sincere in that bittul? Now, it's going to come now, well, let's say 6 weeks later, after Pesach, and then you happen to be looking around and you find in the crack, you find that bottle of schnapps. So, I can drink it. You know why I can drink it? I was mevatel it. They gave me a backup plan. I was mevatel it. Really? Come on, were you really sincere when you were mevatel it? So, again, you can't say no. The words came out of my mouth. But come on, you know in your heart. So who cares what's in my heart? The words came out of my mouth. Okay, so this is a very delicate issue. Chazal didn't like this. So they said, just because we're making your life easy and we're letting you do bittul for what's all in your cracks that you're not going to see, we still want you to go through the effort of bidika like it was originally to because who says your bittul is sincere? That's what Rashi comes out of Lefi Rashi. Tosfos addresses this question directly and doesn't go for that. Tosfos says, if you mevatel it, you mevatel it. Don't go tell me what's in your heart. That's not the way Judaism works. There are rules. You do A, B, C, you're done, you're covered. So why then, Taka, did the Tosfos, or do you have to still do the bidika even though Chazal gave you the option of a bittul? Because you told me it's only a 0.00001% chance you're going to find chametz on Pesach. Guess what? Pesach, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, is working overtime. And he will make it come out that you will put your hand into the crack on Pesach and take out a Geluski Yofeh, which I was mevatel. Hey, it's not mine. But once it's in my hand, I might as well have a l'chaim. I might as well drink it. You will have the nisoyon guarantee at some point in your life, if you do not do a bedikah, you will put your hand into that crack on Pesach, even though it's you're telling me it's a 0.001% chance. Don't worry, it happens. Mm-hmm. Like you told me, bedavka on Pesach, the pretzel came out, right? But the whole year didn't happen. Bedavka on Pesach. That's the way the Satan operates. In Hilton Nazir, what is it by Nazir? The Yipol Meis Olav Bepesa Pisain. What a pasuk! A Nazir is not allowed to come in contact with the dead. And he's very careful. And the Torah says, oh, you know what? V'chi Yipol Olav Bepesa Pisain. Torah doesn't extra words. A suddenness of a suddenness. In other words, you're walking down the street and there's an earphone that's going over. And somehow a nevela falls out of the airplane and lands on your head. What are the chances of that happening? Zero. Torah says, but if you're a nazir, it's going to happen. And the Torah says, v'chiyipol olav meis bepesa pisayim. What? I'm walking down the street and a dead body falls upon me in the suddenness of suddenness. An etzem kisar. When was the last time a person walks down the street and an etzem kisar falls upon his head in a moment of the suddenness of suddenness? It never happens. But if you're a nazir, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Okay, it's gonna happen. That's it. So Mele Tosfos says the reason why he disagrees with it appears you can say that he disagrees with this principle that it's not belave shalom. We don't care if it's belave shalim. If you are mevatel it, it's not yours. You're not oiver on bal yeiro, bal yimotzei, finished. So why then do I need to do a bedikah? Because I hold, Tosfos says, is that on Pesach, guess what? You're going to find that chametz in the cracks of your house. You're going to look at that, a bottle of schnapps or chametz gomor, and you will eat it. And the violation is chorus, not just stam the violation of a Baal Yireh Baal Yimotzeh. Memela, you still have to do the bidikah. So to review the Yisoides are, time of the Mishnah, there was no such thing as bittul. Doesn't exist. You have to remove chametz from your possession, either as we explained, because we don't want you to be over Baal Yireh Baal Yimotzeh, or because there's a mitzvah asay, according to some of the Rishon of Tashbisu. Tashbisu means get rid of it. And that's it. You do a bedika, you get rid of it. The Iker bedika is not the open area. That's ABC. It's the secret places. That's the Iker bedika. That's why it has to be done L'Or HaNer, because L'Or HaNer is Yofeh for the stokim, for the cracks and crevices. Otherwise, if you're doing the open places, you should do it by day. Daylight, right before the Yom Tov. Either the mitzvah should be done right before the Yom Tov. No, that's not the bedikah. It's what's in the cracks. Get rid of it. Time of Chazal, that was sufficient. They got rid of it. Done. Shalom al Yisrael. At a later point in the history, Jewish history, Chazal saw they're not doing bedikah correctly. It's hard work. Mimela, people are being nichshol in bal yeroha, bal yemotze. As we explained, you're in violation even though you had no idea. Or you're a misasik, tremendous chiddush. You're mamish or misasik, it doesn't matter, you're over. So they came up with the solution of bitul. Oh, bitul? L'cho'oira, if it's hefker, then you should not need to do a bedikah. Because again, what are the chances you're going to find chametz anyway in the cracks on Pesach? You're not going to put your hands in there anyway. The whole year you don't do it. Why do it now? So this is a tough question. Along come some of the Rishonim, and they say the bittul's really not so great because it's lacking gemiras das. It's davar shebelev. You're just saying words. It's in your heart. Are you really sincere? Yes, no. The Me'el Chazal didn't let go. You got to do that bedikah. You have to do the bedikah. Rashi, Tosfos asked the question, And Tosfos says, Gluske Yofe. Gluske Yofe, the Re. Tosfos, in Psachim Davov, Perish Re, the Afal Gav, the Sage, Bebittel Ba'alma. Gluske Yofe. Even though it's really bittel, it's a new innovation bittel. And it, again, opens up all new problems. You make a salva problem, you make bigger problems. No, hechmiru chachamim livdoi chametz ulvaru shelo yovoi lo ochloi. You may come to eat it. Okay.
I have one point. The fact that you do the bitul right after the ptika, it makes the bitul more, you mean what you say. If you just say it, later on, it's not. That's
okay, so you're saying something very important.
Another comment, why is it in Aramaic most of the people don't understand?
Today they don't understand. It's tradition. That's why today they're very mappy. You should say it in English also.
This is important.
Very important. The most important thing.
Do you look at the legal boilerplate on a contract?
Well, you should.
You can't figure it out anyway.
Did you ever install software? Do you agree? You read and scroll?
No, Hassan doesn't understand what he's saying.
I was by a wedding this week in Lakewood, and I saw my own eyes that the Rosh Yeshiva Chaim Lerner of Haliwa, he was reading and explaining the ksuba to the chassan.
Yeah.
He was going through war, and they were just wasting time there. And in the meantime, he was mamish reading every word and telling the chassan what it says, giving him a parish, these are your obligations. Vana eflach v'oiker v'ezen v'afarnes yosichi lichi ki hilchus guven yudon de oikrin v'zonin nisheoin b'kushta. He was mamish going through the whole Nusach. It was very interesting to watch.
Why didn't he teach it then before?
Why?
Before.
Why didn't the boy himself learn the exactly that before? Alright, let's go, Rabbi Yisai. We're running out of time. I want to finish. Rabbi Yisai, please, let's hold
while
on.
While he was reading it to the...
The Chosin's Tish. The Chosin's Tish. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's go further. Okay, so this is now. Let's go off a little bit off on the top. Let's just go off a little bit on another Yisai. Another Yisai. Why Bechlal did Chazal institute, or why is that the Chazal? It's the Torah. The Torah says Bal Yei Roeh Bal Yei Motz. You're not allowed to possess chametz in your possession over the 7 days of Pesach. Let me give you a whole long list of Adavas Isum. Now Elohim Sech the Nazir. Is a Nazir allowed to drink Yayin? Of course not. He's not allowed to have any product of the vine. Is a Nazir allowed to have in his refrigerator grapes? Is a Nazir allowed to have in his cellar Yayin? Of course. Of course. You know any Nazirim? A Nazir is allowed to have in his possession all the wine he wants, all the grapes he wants. They can go to a Suda, they can be serving grapes, yayin. I can't, I'm a Nazir. But you're allowed to have it in your possession. How come the Torah did not declare, tell the Nazir, you're a Nazir? Sechor, sechor, Omar, there's a Gemara. Sechor, sechor. Go, don't go near the vineyard. Don't go near it. Okay, I won't go near it. But if I, this is not really an agadic expression. It's not really, but in my house, I have yayin, I have grapes. I can go home. I got a lot of legal. There's no din bal ye rohe bal ye motze yayin.
Even better than the vineyard. It's right there at the finished product.
Yom Kippur. Are you allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? No. Is there a chiv karis if you eat on Yom Kippur? Yes. Serious business. Karis. Well, let's give an answer. Maybe you'll answer me. I'll tell you the chilek. Pesach is karis. Kazayis of chometz. Chiv karis. Serious business. No? Serious business. A nazir who drinks yayin? What is the oiver? A loisase. It's not fun to get 39 malchus, but it's a loisase. It's not kores. Oh, it's not so chomor. So the Torah did not insist on bal yei rohe bal yei matze. Okay, good. Next question. What about chelev? Chelev. Chelev is an iser kores. It's an iser kores to have chelev. So, how come there is no halacha in the Torah? Bal ye roh, bal ye motze. We'll make a drasha. Tesvav, that chelev should be asur. Why is chelev mutter? We need to go through all the macholos asuras. I have an answer. Because what is the answer? Because chelev Chilim is muta b'hano. Chometz is also b'achila, and it's also b'hano. Chilim is not so bad. Even though Takara, if you eat chilim, is a chiv kores, but the Torah did not prohibit chilim from pleasure, so you can't go say to the person, b'al yiro, b'al yimotze. But chometz, also b'achila, also b'hano. Okay, what about, well, you have to go and eat. Oh, basa b'cholav. So you'll answer basa b'cholav. You'll answer basa b'cholav. These are all very important differences. You go through mamash each one. You go through the whole cultural school and show the differences. And each one brings out a new yisoid. Basar by itself is mutter. Cholav by itself is aser. The Torah cannot prohibit something which is inherently mutter. Basa b'cholav is always a chiddush. It's always a chiddush. Basar is mutter. Cholav is mutter. It's only when they are together that it is aser. Okay, if you want you can. Okay, and also there's no chorus. That's a little part of the end. There's no chi of chorus. There's no chi of chorus. Bas b'chalav is asa b'hano. You're right. It's asa b'achila. It's asa b'hano. But there's no chi of chorus. And also bas b'chalav, you can't go say that it's asa b'al yiro b'al yimotze, because bas b'chalav, the Torah and Chazal always say it's kula chiddush. Because basar is mutter, chaylev is mutter. If each one by itself is mutter, it's only when they're together. Dailucha the chiddush when it's together. You can't go so far and say that you're not allowed to possess it, and that may not be in your possession. You can't have hana from it. You can't eat it. But if it's in your possession, there's no violation. What about Yom Kippur? Why don't we have a mitzvah of bedikas oichel before Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, you can't eat anything. So before Yom Kippur begins, we shall bedikas oichel. Take out a candle, go to the whole house, and make sure there's no food in the whole house.
Because it's a double atira.
Because if you're going to eat, chil kares, to eat. So you say, well, food on Yom Kippur is mutar b'hana. Okay, so there's another very interesting answer, which is thrown into the mix, which each one by itself, if you're talented, you can really bring it out in a very nice way. But each question brings out a new chiddush in the Isser of Chametz v'Pesach. And this is a very beautiful thing. Yom Kippur is one day. It's one day. For one day, the Torah trusted you to control yourself. This is what the Rishonim say. Or maybe the Achrem, I forgot who says it. One day, the Torah did not say, oh, today is Yom Kippur. If you eat food, you chayv karas. So maybe it would be a good idea that you should distance yourself from food. But maybe you're not allowed to possess in your home food. Maybe you should go to a room where you... No, the Torah says you can sit the whole day on Yom Kippur and look at food.
You can even touch it. It's not mutzah.
You can touch it, you can look at it. We trust you. You're not going to eat it. Why? For one day you can control yourself. Pesach is 7 days. 7 days, you're going to break down. You're not going to make it. Yeah?
I think it's something else. The Gemara says, "Chometz, you have a whole year."
It's another sorry. But.
I don't know if it's control.
So, but Yom Kippur, you don't have that answer. When it comes, so that's a good answer. When it comes to basa b'chala, when it comes to nevela, there's no prohibition to possess nevela or macholas asurois, because, like you said, those foods you're trained, you're brainwashed. Basa b'chalav, nevela, tarfus, I never eat shrotzim. Never, ever, ever. So now, can I possess it? Can I have it in my... Yeah, we trust you. But chometz, the whole year, you eat. You eat for the whole year. So therefore, you may forget yourself. You may go, and when you're not paying attention, because I do this the entire year. So that's why chometz is more chomer. When it comes to food on Yom Kippur, you don't have that answer. Because on Yom Kippur, you eat food on Yom Kippur the entire year.
I know it's Pesach.
What's the difference between Yom Kippur and Chometz on Pesach? Both of them, the whole year I eat them. The Torah, and both of them are Karis. Okay, you'll tell me the one answer is one is Mutar B'Hana, one is Zaza. You're allowed to have pleasure from Chometz on Yom Kippur. Whatever that means, you want to touch it, it feels good, chleis. Whatever you want to go do with it. You want to go put it on your head, you have a headache. You want to go put something cold, a cold vegetable on your head? give it to your kids. Right. So you're allowed to have hana. Hana you're allowed to have. So you're allowed to have hana. The Torah can't take it out of your possession. Okay, that's an answer to a degree. But the Farshim say a much more powerful answer. They give you a much more powerful answer, which is relevant to other cases. The Torah says, you know, if you eat a chayav karas, maybe you should be careful. Maybe we should enact Baal Yehirah, Baal Yematzeh. So for one day, it's the psychology, for one day you can control yourself. But every person has a breaking point. Every person will eventually crack. That's the mitzvah. I once saw the CIA, a little document in the CIA, when they analyze when they have a captive, a hostage. One of our soldiers taken hostage. How long can he survive without giving away state secrets? Let's say he knows where all the weapons are. That's what they do. They capture a prisoner. They torture them. Tell us what's going on. Tell us where are the people, all the secrets. So if you're not going to tell us, we're going to torture you. I'm a soldier. I'm trained. I'm not going to go betray my people and tell you their location, their position. You can torture me all you want. I'm not going to ever go and reveal all the secrets. Really? Okay, let's start. How long will it take to crack? So they have a whole, it's unbelievable. So they have a whole method, a whole formula of experts in the CIA that when someone gets captured, they know, what does he know? And what kind of personality does he have? And what is his training? And they'll tell you, 4 days. We got 4 days to get all the secrets out of him because this guy's going to crack up in 4 days. Everyone's going to crack at some point in time. The Torah says when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's one day. One day you can control yourself. For 7 days? No way. No way. If you have on your table, in your refrigerator, you're stocked up with chametz, for 7 days, you'll go out of your mind. You'll end up eating it after 7 days. Memela, Baal Yehirah, Baal Yehirah. Torah is a psychologist. Okay, another very good example. This is a very good example. A person makes a neder or a shavua. I will not eat or have pleasure from yayin. A whole mesecht in the daughter. Okay, I make a neder, a koinam. Yayin is osur to me behano. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to have pleasure from it. Are you allowed to possess it in your home? Absolutely. How long does this go for? You can keep it in your home forever. How long is your, my neder lasts me for 30 days, for a year. No, you're not going to crack up? You're not going to crack up? We just told you when it comes to Pesach, the psychology is after 7 days, you're going to crack up. So I'm making a koinon. I'm not going to drink yayin for 30 days. And I'm not allowed to eat it, not allowed to have hana from it. Isra achila, isra hana for 30 days.
Does it? He has to recount. That's all.
No, we're talking about a neder. Okay. A neder. A neder is categorically forbidden. And even a nazir who drinks yayin, he doesn't, it's not soyser if the nazir drinks yayin. He just loisa, only if he cuts off his, only if he's tummy mace. But let's say, for instance, I make a shavua. No, a shavua is a pretty serious thing. The Shem Hashem is not so posh. You make a shvua, I'm not going to drink or have hana from a shvua, the Shem Hashem, for 30 days.
You can drink Pepsi,
there's no problem. Yayin, chametz, you can eat matzah. Go to a hotel, the food by the hotel is much better than the chametz. Ruba de ruba.
You can't eat any chametz.
What?
Well, now,
you can't have any yayin. You're used to drinking yayin.
You can get
I make a shavua b'shem Hashem. I'm not going to have hana from yayin for 30 days.
That's not torture, you know, not that.
So why is it different than chametz? What's the torture with chametz? Plenty of things to eat. Potatoes, carrots, and celery. There's plenty.
Again, that food is
Darish and
eventually become mutter to you.
So
and
is the
chametz. No, it's chametz. It's chametz shavuah of our
best. No, what are you talking about?
It was my roll on.
I was masker it. I was masker. It's not mine. Baal Yehirah, Baal Yematzeh. This roll, this galuska yofa after Pesach will be mutter. It's a zel bezach. What's the chilik between a shavuah? I make a shvur b'shem Hashem. I will not be nene from any yayin for 30 days. Not eat, not have hana. Are you allowed to possess it? Absolutely. You can steer it for 30 days. Wait, it's more than 1 day now. So the whole answer you gave me when it comes to chametz, 7 days, you're not going to survive. 1 day, you can control yourself. For Yom Kippur, you can control yourself.
You can be shoyl on the neder.
You can be shoyl on the neder?
Chametz, you can't be shoyl on.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay, it's an idea. I'm not coming to deny. It's an idea. Okay, it's an idea. It's an idea.
And this is inflicted by the Torah.
Oh, excellent. This is a very beautiful svar. This svar that he says over here is it's a beautiful svar. It's a mordika musa. Mordika musa. A neder, who made the neder?
You, the person.
Who asked you? No one asked you to do this.
Right.
You made a conscious decision to make a neder? Okay.
Suffer.
The Torah says you wanted, if you accept this upon yourself, you are responsible for your actions. You make the neder? We trust you. If you made a neder, you're not going to eat, you're not going to have hanah, you made a shvua, the shem Hashem, which is a dover chomer ad ma'oid. It's not kares, but it's close to that. You know, when you talk about making a shem Hashem, this is not a simple matter. Okay, it's almost like kares. And it's asa ba'achila, asa ba'hanah, it's more than 30 days. But who made it? You made it. No one forced you to do this. You made a consciousness, you made a choice in life, we accept. Pesach, hey, Ribbono Shel Olam, I didn't ask for this. I came into this world, and all of a sudden they tell me you can't do this, do this, do this, do this. I didn't ask for this. You're forcing this down my back? That's right, we're forcing it upon you. If you're forcing it upon me, you know, I'm prone to make mistakes. That's right. So we're going to protect you. Make sure there's no chametz in your house over the entire Pesach. We're here to protect you. If we're making decisions for you, it's our duty to back you up, protect you, and make sure everything goes according to plan. If you are the one who is mekabel this, that's a different madrega. We trust you. So it comes out over here, as we've gone through many, many svaras. Also, chametz is also b'mashahu. Okay, it's also b'mashahu. And it will never, again, this is chorus. We've gone by, when you take chametz, and you compare chametz to every food that's also arla, kilay akerem. How do you explain arla, kilay akerem? Arla, the first 3 years, are you allowed to take a fruit of arla, bring it into your house? You may come to eat it. Okay, so and it's never going to become mutter. It's never going to become mutter.
But that's not a
car. So you have to always look for a reason. When everything is said and done, chametz has a unique collection of concepts which all come together to create an understanding, the Tamei HaMikra, as to why the Torah prohibited uniquely. There is no other machol that is osur behana, osur beachil behana, that there's an iser bal yira bal yimotze. Go through, even kachim talks about kachim, pigel, noisar. Are you allowed to? They're allowed to possess the Beis Hamidrash. Is a personal? Let's say you're dealing with a kachim kalim. It's mambailim. Pigel could also be mambailim. Are you allowed to possess it? Doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to possess it. Doesn't say anywhere. You have to destroy. Yeah, there's a din of the. But what about Baal Yirah, Baal Yimotzei? It's kodshim, it's the Beis Hamikdash. It's the sanctity of the item scares you, the living daylights out of you, and you're not going to come, you're allowed to possess it. Every one of these elements, whether it's Orla, Klei HaKedem, Pigel, Noiser, Tomei, Shirotzim, Nevela, Yom Kippur, eating food of Yom Kippurim, and other examples that I've written, I forgot already. When you start comparing them to chametz, you come out with a new yisoid. And part of those yisoides is chametz is something which throughout the year, you're not bodel minei. You eat the whole year, so you're used to eating it. Chametz, it's a 7-day holiday. You didn't ask for this. The Torah forced it upon you. This is a chiv kares. It is also afilu b'mashahu. All of these things, they all come together to bring out the uniqueness of this Isser as to why the Torah went to an extreme Bal Yeroheh, Bal Yemotzeh, and opening up a whole requirement of Bedika, which maybe we'll do more another time. There's so much more in Bedika. We'll see if we'll do more.
What to do to
Sreifa. Yeah, the three steps. Hey.
Amen.